She actually has now put out her own line of cookies. They're called Mariah's Cookies.
They're called Mariah's Cookies?
They are. I think so.
I've put out my own line of cookies. I call them my cookies.
Maybe they're cookies by Mariah. I don't know.
No fancy name. Our market research shows that if it has the word Mariah in it, they'll buy it. So, okay, how about it's just Mariah's Cookies? There we go.
Yeah, they're called Mariah's Cookies.
Oh, well.
And they're going to be, singer Mariah Carey now has her own line of cookies, delivery only, available in Las Vegas, but they're going to be available in 60 different cities and more. It's going to be expanding. And they're called Mariah's Cookies.
Well, there you go. What kind of cookies do you have?
If you've ever wanted to sample Mariah's cookies.
I'd like to sample Mariah's cookies.
They don't look bad, but you can't really tell from a picture.
Yeah, you can't tell from a picture.
She has, let's see, what are the flavors you can get? She has chocolate chunk. Triple chocolate chunk.
Ugh, I hate them. I hate them already.
Heath bar, lemon cooler, and spiced oatmeal raisin. And then their holiday flavors right now, white chocolate cranberry, pumpkin, and gingerbread. Options include boxes of a half a dozen or dozen that can include all flavors or just one flavor.
So Cyclone is pointing out in the chat room that we recently just had a 120120 as a date.
Oh. 12012, yep. I was about to say, wouldn't that be a binary, but...
Can we get a 123123? When will we get a 123123? Let's see, that'd be 1231. No. Yeah, 1230, so December 31st.
Is there a December 31st?
Yeah, December 31st. 12/31/23. So it would be 2023. So in 2023, we would have 123123. That mark that on your calendar, Adam. It's like December 31st of 2023, the date will be 123123. If you're in the United States. If you're in another country, then it would be wrong because...
Would it be 321321?
No, they list their dates different. They list year. So it would be
23.
Yeah, it would not work.
31.
it wouldn't work. Something. There's a new season of Big Mouth just dropped.
No, it would be 31.
Have you watched
12,
Big Mouth? Have you watched
23.
Big Mouth?
I watched a little bit of the first season. I didn't really get into it, so I didn't.
Never mind. I'm never going to suggest shows you.
We don't have the same taste.
Yes, we have vastly different taste in shows.
That's not true. It's not true.
It's very true.
There have been things that both of us have enjoyed. We both enjoy Discovery. We both enjoy Amazing Race. We both enjoyed that other Star Trek cartoon. We both enjoy Survivor. I'm sure there are other things.
I haven't even watched The Amazing Race this week. So who are you rooting for in The Amazing Race?
I enjoyed Next, but it was canceled.
It's gone too soon.
I don't like to watch canceled shows, no, so fine. I stopped
so
watching.
So who are you rooting for in The Amazing Race? Don't tell me who got eliminated, because I don't know yet.
Probably Hung and Chi.
You just like him because her name is Hung.
Or the gay couple, although Mark doesn't like them because he thinks they're mean.
Yeah, Zach thinks that too.
But I'm always supportive of a gay couple. So,
Truth Seekers on Amazon is amusing and pretty good. Amazon, wait, Truth Seekers? I don't know that I've heard of this. Amazon.
I haven't heard of it either.
Let's find out what this is. Truth Seekers. Truth Seekers.
We did start watching. Did you like Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
So we never watched Big Bang Theory. We started watching it during
Thanksgiving.
Can you watch it, though? Yeah.
Isn't it one of those shows that like the you can't stream any of the early seasons? No.
We started with season one.
Broadband installer by day, paranormal investigator by night. Gus is annoyed to be partnered with noob Elton, but comes to appreciate having someone along for the ride as they uncover a spike in supernatural activity. They're soon joined by Astrid, who has ghost problems of her own. And the gang embark upon creating a ghost hunting YouTube channel, uncovering a terrifying conspiracy as they go. Oh, that sounds cute.
Okay, so here's the deal. You can't stream it.
Okay.
Well, you can stream it, but you... So it's on HBO Max.
Ah.
And we have... Just so no one's confused, we have HBO Max for free.
Why would anyone be confused?
Well, in case you think it's just another thing that Rich Adam pays for.
No, it's like Verizon it gives comes you with, a...
Or AT&T gives you an HT and it gets you an HBO Max. But I think you use... Who knows what you use for your phone at this point, but I think you use...
What are you talking about? I just got a Christmas card today from my future ex-husband, Ryan Reynolds, which is who I have my phone service with.
Who does he advertise for? I don't know.
He owns Mint.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those
It's an MVNO for T-Mobile. Yeah.
So you don't get the perks of being with the big boys.
I don't, but you know how much I pay a month?
No.
Nothing. No, I mean, I prepaid. So I've already paid for the entire year. So let me see. Mint Mobile. Is it mintmobile.com? Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Well, I can tell you I get a really good deal because I get 80% off if I use AT&T. So I don't pay nearly as much as other AT&T people pay.
Yeah. But
I actually, this is sad. I don't know how much we pay because I don't pay it. So
it works
better that way.
Pay $180 a year.
No, you pay less than, how much data do you have with that plan?
Unlimited data.
Unlimited data. Huh. $180 a year. So that's like. $15. Is that for both of your phones?
No, just mine.
Oh, okay. So Zach pays for his own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I think he's on his parents' account or something that's just rolled up into theirs or something. So he doesn't pay for it. But yeah.
Mark and I are on the same phone plan. But I don't know.
Hold on. I lied. So that's a 3 gig a month for $15. Now, but that's 3 gigs of 4G, so it's like after 3 gigs, they don't cut you off. They just throttle you down to 3G. But I rarely hit that much. But if I wanted to go to the 8 gig plan, that would only be $20 a month. And if I wanted to go to the 12 gig plan, that would only be $25 a month. And if I truly wanted unlimited, it would only be $30 a month. So for $360 a year prepaid, I could have unlimited data. And it already has unlimited text and voice, so...
I don't know what we pay.
Well, there you go.
I know that we save 80% of whatever their fee is because I get a Walmart thing. Mm. But Mark pays the bills.
Yeah.
So I'm looking here.
I dropped mine down to 3 gig because, I mean, I work at home now. It's like I don't use data very much at all. It's like I'm on Wi-Fi all the time. So it's like what little data I do use is uploading pictures from, you know, theme parks or whatever.
Oh, there's a bill spreadsheet. Let me see. I bet it's in here. He's very organized. We have graphs. He tracks He does accounts receivable and all this kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like
usage graphs.
Usage graphs, yes.
Cool.
For everything.
How can I do this? How can I mark a show on Amazon that I want to watch?
We pay $70 a month for two phones and we get 15 gig of data.
So I know I can add it to my watch list, Cyclone, but what I'm saying is like when I get downstairs on my Roku, where would I see that jumping up in my face of like, hey, by the way, here's a show that you said you wanted to watch. Like I know Netflix has an area. I just have to go figure out on the Roku app what. I was toying with the idea of buying an Apple TV.
Yes.
Because apparently the interface for it is really good. And it also will track what episode you watch something regardless of what service it was on. So, because we do that a lot. It's like we bounce services. So, like, we're watching Stargate on Hulu and we're watching Parks and Rec on Peacock and we're watching something else and something else. And so, going back in and remembering where you were on those things.
But sometimes I guess those Apple TV apps will remember where you are.
Right, but Apple TV will put them all on the homepage of like, going, oh, you could watch it. And it doesn't matter. So you could just pick Stargate and it'll launch Hulu and play it for you. It's instead of you having to go, wait, what was that? That was on CBS All Access. Wait, that was on.
We're always having to do that. I'm like, where did we watch that? Because our TV, the Vizio TV has, and all TVs have this, so it's nothing special, but they have an interface built into the TV. And they have apps.
Yeah.
And so they have all the main ones. They have Hulu and Amazon Prime and YouTube TV and also YouTube and CBS All Access.
Yeah, it just annoys me that Amazon keeps Twitch off of all the platforms except for theirs. And it's just like, I like watching Twitch. I like watching Twitch on my TV. And now I can't do it because I don't have a Fire TV anymore.
But the new TV... I wanted a TV with Amazon, or not Amazon, with Android TV on it.
Yeah.
But I just thought the Samsung was a better fit for what we needed.
Honestly,
have Tizen.
You were correct. You were correct to put in a Chromecast. It doesn't matter what app, you know, those TVs don't have great processors or great RAM or anything like that. So it's like no matter what software is on them, even if they were running Android TV, 5 years from now, it's going to run like shit because Android TV is going to require more RAM and more memory. And it's like, what are you going to do? Replace the entire TV just because the Android TV thing doesn't work? It's one of those, you're better off having them. You know what I would like to find, though?
I have an NVIDIA Shield, and that has Android TV built in, and we're not using it.
What I would like to find... I wonder what it would cost to dampen the road noise in my car.
To dampen the road noise in
your car?
How is that related to a TV?
No, I was just thinking about this. Because like they'll like pull all your stuff and then they'll put insulation up against the metal before then. So like pull all the, they pull everything out of your car.
How long are you keeping this car? Forever? Until the wheels fall off?
No. For at least for
why do you want to? Is that because you're not driving very much right now?
No, so. But it's like when I listen to podcasts, some podcasts are not, and it, you know, I just always tend to have sports cars, and sports cars are just shitty at blocking out road noise.
Actually, my podcast is probably a little quiet for listening to in the car because
yours is fine.
Maybe it is. I haven't listened to it in the car, but I do. Do that loudness thing that I was telling you, the LUFS loudness something or other.
Yes.
Because I heard somewhere that the standard for podcasts is -17 something or I don't remember what it is. Anyway, I have that all set.
It's -3 and
-17.
No, -17 is way too soft.
LUFS, not, it's different. It's different.
I do this to our show. I should know this.
But I'm saying that I'm not talking about decibels. I'm talking about...
No, Adam, I do this for our show. I should know this.
Loudness.
I know that, Adam. I do this for our show.
It's -16 LUFS is the standard for podcasts.
Match loudness, and then you go here and -23 LUFS.
I do -17. That's the supposedly that's the standard for podcasts. Well,
the standard I'm using is anyway, the ITU, the 1770-3. Yeah.
Yeah, me that's, too. But that's mine says that's -16.
Oh, mine says -23.
Anyway, look it up. Standard LUFS for podcasts, because that may be for music or something.
I mean, you but do realize that -17 is louder than -23. So.
But anyway.
But then, but you know what? Then I mastered it.
You set a max true peak. And I put mine at -7 dBTP. And so I think I should go a little bit. I should go to like -3 or something.
What I do is that, but what I've been doing lately is after I'm done with everything, then I go in under the special effects. So under the effects, under special, there's a mastering
right
option. And I choose the mastering thing and it gives it a little more width. So I do anyway, so that's what I've been doing lately for like maybe the last 7 or 8 episodes. So,
oh, if you could only send an electronic type message to someone who lives in your house to watch a show or a paper note.
See, the problem is that
is what he's saying. In
Zach
the chat
does not watch as much TV as I do. So Zach will not. Zach also doesn't like to binge things. So if I were to watch it with him, it would be like, oh, I have to wait to watch another episode. And we're already watching Parks and Rec and Stargate together. So any kind of new show that I'm going to watch, I'm going to, it's like, I will watch it on my own.
If TV watching were a job, man, I would make so much money. I love watching TV. I'm always, Mark and I, we both love watching TV. We're always watching TV. That's what we do in the evenings. And I know I will do other things while I'm watching TV. Like when I'm learning how to use Blender, I will set the laptop there and I will do things in Blender while watching TV. Or I will play Pokemon while watching TV. Or sometimes I will even do some work on my work laptop for work while watching TV. But we watch hours of TV. But I have hobbies. We work out every day. And so I don't know what else we should be doing other than watching TV at night before we go to bed. There are some who say too much TV watching is bad for you. However, are we going to bake pies or are we going to knit a sweater? It's winter time and it gets dark early and we do our exercise. We play with the dog. We do all of that. I'm usually doing other stuff during that. And so, but sometimes I feel a little bit guilty, like I shouldn't be watching that much television. But it is what it is. I should be maybe I should be one of those people who has a blog about television shows. There's another thing that I can do on the side, a blog about television shows. And I could start selling advertisements on there and up my income every month. So I don't know. But I do feel like sometimes that we watch too much TV and it is what it is though. If it was light outside later, I guess we could go out and work in the yard in the evenings or something like that. I still need to figure out the whole landscaping thing and the deck or the patio or whatever the extension that we want to do. So we could do that. If I had a hot tub, I could go and lay in the hot tub and get my, at least soak. I could read a book, I suppose, but it's hard to read a book and then
take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. What book would you read? Would you read a fine novel by Drew O'Brien?
I probably should read that at some point because we're friends with them. I'm friends with them, and I'm sure he's a very good author, and I do enjoy reading, but I have not read that.
In an adventure that stretches from Burbank, California to the Vatican, and to the quirky pubs and streets of Limerick, Ireland, Michael Dunphy possesses a cross purported to have been made from the silver pieces of Judas. An out-of-work high school principal facing midlife boredom, Michael encounters secretive cardinals, a white witch in Limerick, and finds himself Kidnapped by Irish mobsters. Back at home safe, he attends a conference of religious leaders arranged by his mother, Harriet, a charismatic leader of an odd Catholic cult. Michael addresses the conference about what he believes the cardinal values of humanity should be, and all hell breaks loose. Join Michael and all the other characters in this humanist philosophy novel as they encounter the crossroads we all inexorably face. Oh, look, he's got his picture on Amazon. So if you follow the author, Drew O'Brien, there's a little black and white headshot of Drew. It's his author picture.
So, I don't know. I was just saying, well, I started that before you left. So I was just saying how sometimes
you can buy
it.
It's $3 if you buy the Kindle version.
I don't have a Kindle and I don't like reading on my... Oh. I understand that, but I don't like reading on my
phone. The paperback is $10. So you can buy it for $10. You know what? I bet you if you talk...
I could get an autographed copy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably have Drew autograph it for you.
I could. I should do that. But anyway, so I was just saying that we watch a lot of TV, but then when you think about it, what else would we do? It gets dark early. We work out and we play with the dog and we do other things like that. But at some point, there's nothing else left to do, really, except...
You can play World of Warcraft.
Watch TV. Or podcast, but I do that a lot. So
you do.
I will do things on the computer while watching TV. For instance, all the Blender studying that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. But I'll still be watching TV at the same time. So,
well, there you go.
So Zach plays a lot of video games and you watch a lot of TV and also play video games. Is that the split?
I used to play a lot of more video games and then I quit World of Warcraft. And so I was watching more TV. And actually now that this expansion has dropped, I haven't been watching as much TV lately. I mean, so I have the same amount of entertainment hours available to me. I'm just using more of them now for a computer game instead of watching TV.
Is he in the office next door to you right now playing a video game?
Yes.
What does he play? What is his...
Well, he was playing Final Fantasy 14, but I think he's now... I know he's re-signed up for WoW, and he's working on trying to get his character ready to raid on Wednesday.
Okay. Do you two play WoW together?
No. I play Alliance, and he's playing Horde.
Okay.
I have Horde characters. I just haven't leveled them up.
Isn't that how you met?
Yes.
And now you just can't play together?
So that raid group that we were both in has long since dissolved or whatever. He's in with a raid group that's more, they're just not people that I get along with. They're like straight people. And they're really hardcore and I just don't do that. So
hardcore straight or hardcore WoW?
Okay, a little column A, a little column B. But they're really into progression and stuff, and I'm not.
A bridge club? So Cyclone is saying that most neighborhoods have a bridge club that the HOA would have far too much information about. I was not aware that HOAs have bridge clubs, but also... We don't have a fully functional HOA yet because they're still building the homes.
They're still,
and that won't.
You should go to those HOA meetings and you should be like, we need to get rid of these undesirables.
Well, they're not in our, they're adjacent.
Let's plant a bamboo forest. Let's plant a bamboo forest. I want to put a 70-foot wall between us and them.
I can't see them from my window or anything, but.
You can hear them.
When we're driving anywhere, we have to pass by their house. We have to, when we turn on that other road, mm-hmm. their house is right there. So they're right on the edge on the other side of our subdivision.
Remember I was showing you that speaker wall that you can put in your windows that actually cancels the sound coming in? Like it's like a little grate that you put over your windows that has speakers on it and has outside noises come in. Yeah, it nullifies the sound waves.
I believe so, yes.
All right, you're yawning.
I've been yawning all night.
I know I have too. It's been a really low energy show. But you know what? At the same time, I probably am going to cut this short because I want to get back to playing World of Warcraft. The thing I was going to talk about on the show, I can talk about it next week.
I don't remember. I know you
had it. It's on the Trello. I was looking at buying a standing desk.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a standing desk at work, and they said we could bring them home. But I don't want it.
Okay. So we'll send it to me.
I can't. I don't own it. It would still be Walmart property. I know you know that, but
I know that.
I'm just continuing on with what we're talking about. Actually, I don't know if I still have it because I think our deadline to pick stuff up was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, my problem.
So they may have thrown them all away.
The problem that I have with it is I use an IKEA table as my desk because it's huge. It'll hold all the monitors and everything that I need it to hold. And IKEA makes a standing desk that uses the same tabletop as mine. So I know that it will work. You know, if I get that IKEA standing desk, it's the exact same size as this desk. So I know everything will fit on it and I know everything will be fine. But it's like $600. And then the other standing desks that are closer to like $300 are smaller. And someone rightfully pointed out, it's like, well, you could just keep your existing desktop, your existing wooden desktop, and just mount it onto that because the overhang would only be a couple of inches on either side. So you could just put it on there. But I feel like this desktop is kind of heavy. And most of these standing desks only have a weight limit of like 150 pounds or something. So if I'm already starting 70 pounds behind the 8-ball, I have 3 monitors and other things. You know, it's like,
yeah, you should definitely check because they should say somewhere what the weight limit is or what the weight that the motor can support.
Yeah, the IKEA ones
because
I'm not worried
that's
about.
What.
Yeah, the IKEA.
No,
ones,
no, I'm saying for even for the smaller one, if you were thinking of doing that, because you're right. Like the it's not as if the legs are going to come out from under it, but the motor may not be able to lift it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
If it's too heavy, so
it will still function as a table, but it may not stay lifted. It may lift and then the weight may like slowly push it back down, kind of like those chairs that you sit in when the thing is broken. But anyway, all right, Adam. Well, then get some sleep. Tell Mittens that I said hello.
I will. I'll put everything in the thing before. I know you're not going to do it tonight because you're going to go play World of Warcraft.
Hey, Discord, thanks for hanging out with us. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Thanks, Cyclone and TB. And
we didn't talk about the chat room. God, we take a week off and we forget to do everything. Thanks everyone that was in the chat room.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. We are off of Discord.
We are off of the stream.
All right. Yeah, I'm just tired today. I hope it didn't like come out.
No, I don't think we were tired on the show. I've just said I was yawning several times throughout the evening, but I didn't yawn into the microphone as like, oh no, that was not a good yawn. But anyway,
I did, but I muted before I did that.
My mute doesn't work because the track I send you is not muted when I hit mute. So it doesn't matter. Like if I wanted to fart, which I've wanted to several times, mm-hmm. I can't because it would end up on the recording. And so even though I'm muted and no one on the stream or you would hear it, it would be on the recording. So I have to hold all farts.
And you know that if I heard that, I would
clip it out.
I would
put
clip
it
out. I would make it like, all right, guys, listen to this shit.
It'd be like I don't know if this was real and I didn't even hear it, but somebody posted on Twitter that Giuliani farted in a hearing or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it was real, but that's what it would be like. All right. Well, enjoy World of Warcraft, sir.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Talk later.
Bye-bye. Bye.